Hi, Spencer Rivers here with the Tuesday edition of Well, What Do You Know? 40-year-old guy in Ohio was playing guitar and singing loudly at 1:30 in the morning on Saturday, so one of his neighbors called the police. He told them he could not turn down the volume because, quoting now, you can't play Led Zeppelin quietly. But they said he'd be charged with disorderly conduct if he did it again. More than half of people say that, well, sometimes they go for a cheap or generic option when they're buying something to save money. That's according to a new survey. But there are some things we're not willing to compromise on, including toilet paper, mattresses, coffee, Wi-Fi speed, and chocolate. Some random facts for today. Britney Spears and Gerald Ford are 19th cousins, believe it or not. Have you seen that movie Forrest Gump? I'm sure you have. Well, in the novel of Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6", 242 pounds. The author, Winston Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in a movie. When a mosquito bites you, it needs to clear room in its body for the blood, so it pees on you. Yeah. Some jerk carved Trump into the back of a manatee. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is now investigating after a manatee was found with the word Trump scraped onto its back. Someone found the vandalized animal swimming in a river in North Florida. They don't know if it was the work of a supporter of the president, but whoever did it could go to jail for at least a year. On Twitter, one animal lover used their own money to put up a $5,000 reward for tips leading to an arrest. Instead of wine out of the bottle, how about wine out of a soda-sized can? Now approved, three different can sizes for wine and cider, one of them being 12 ounces. Yes, it could make our lives easier, but it would also help with portion control. 12 ounces, that's about half a bottle of wine you may want to share with a friend. The thing you bought and want to return, more online stores are saying keep it. For some returns, Amazon and Walmart are opting not to have them sent back. If the product is too small or too large, it's often cheaper just to refund it rather than pay the shipping costs. Especially with the coronavirus and the surge in online shopping, companies are looking for new approaches. Target suggests if you don't have to return the item, donate it instead. Be careful what mail you throw out starting this week. The IRS is sending 8 million Americans debit cards loaded with their share of the next stimulus. You don't want to throw out $600, that's for sure. They've also improved the envelopes so they won't look like junk mail. 40-year-old guy in Connecticut was arrested on Sunday after he stabbed a Walmart worker when she told him the price of a gallon of milk. Luckily, sounds like she will be okay. People, people, people. My goodness. All right, that's it for today, Tuesday. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday. I'm Spencer Rivers.